Photographer Nina Titovits is holding her second photo exhibition called No Man's Land, which will showcase a body of work that captures her love for the desert. She took a couple of road trips earlier this year throughout Texas and New Mexico, where she came across a lot of small towns / ghost towns along the road and fell in love with the tragic yet peaceful beauty of these forgotten places. Here to tell us about her next show is photographer Nina Titovits. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again. It's great to be here.
I'm glad you're back. And I'm glad you're doing a whole other series. It's kind of neat.
Yes.
So did you know that when you were taking these road trips that you were going to work on a series, or did that kind of happen as you were doing your thing?
So I didn't know exactly what I wanted. I knew that I wanted to kind of go on these road trips to clear my mind mainly.
Yeah.
And kind of get a different environment and enjoy myself. And I didn't know exactly that this was going to be what my show was going to be about. But it kind of just happened naturally. I think after I was on the road long enough and I got enough photos and I was going through them and I was just like, these are beautiful. I have to use these. And they capture everything I want. So yeah, that's kind of how it came to be.
Being on the road, both mm-hmm. in Texas and New Mexico, like, you feel the New Mexicanness of New Mexico,
yes,
if that's a thing?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Right? That whole land of enchantment thing?
Yes, yes. And I love that New Mexico isn't just desert. There's
right.
so many varieties in the environment. You get the forest, you get kind of these hilly, rocky places. And so it's beautiful. It's definitely a whole other world. And it's fascinating, the expanse of it as well.
But then Texas, I feel like sky, right?
Yes. Yeah, definitely flatter. I did more in New Mexico than I did in Texas. And mm-hmm. so I feel like I have more of an attachment to New Mexico.
I hear you, girl.
But yeah, I mean, they're similar. I think New Mexico is really fascinating that as like the more you move north, the mm-hmm. completely different the community is as well. Mm-hmm. The people, whereas in Texas, for the most part, everyone is kind of the same. I think we're lucky here in West Texas where we get a good Mexican twist. And so
yeah,
we have that
Texas.
Cultural. Yes, exactly. Exactly. So we have that kind of cultural aspect. And New Mexico, it's fascinating that you go from like eastern New Mexico, where it's a lot of kind of Native American influences. And then you go to western New Mexico, where it's a little bit more similar to Texas, a little bit more stereotypical traditional American culture.
Did you have final destinations on these road trips, or were you like, I'm just going?
So I did have kind of hotels along the road,
okay.
just so that I had places to stay. But I didn't set a time limit on myself. If I wanted to stay somewhere longer, I definitely did. I chose larger, I'm using that in quotations, larger cities in New
sure.
Mexico to stay in, just to kind of have a spot and a place to get a nice meal and everything. But no, it was definitely very spontaneous and not totally planned out.
Any surprises along the way?
Oh, so many. I think going into it, I just wanted to capture the desert. That was my goal. And living in El Paso, I think we all have a love for the desert and the mm-hmm. open horizon and the mountains. And so I was like, this is going to be a very carefree, simple trip. And I think as I went out there and I met more people and I kind of got to be within the community, I was really fascinated in how a lot of these places are just forgotten, I think,
right.
because of social media and kind of nowadays commercial stuff tends to be very much like picture perfect and moving forward and technology, that a lot of these people get forgotten and a lot of these towns get forgotten. And so I think just kind of being in that and having conversations with people and seeing the way they live and seeing the landscape, it changes you. It humbles you so much.
Well, and there's something to be said for slowing down
yes.
and appreciating where you are and actually talking to people.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Because there's these weird realities that happen within social and then the real world.
Yeah, definitely.
And I mean, I feel like there's definitely room for both of them to exist.
Yes,
but
yeah.
I think it's up to us, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with social media
yeah.
and the picture. I think it's important. You know, we should all have ideals and that's a good thing. But I think it's important not to kind of forget the reality that we live in. And I think these places were really forgotten and they're beautiful in their own ways. And I think just because they're not your cookie cutter beautiful place, it doesn't mean that there isn't beauty within it.
I kind of think it makes them even more beautiful.
Yes,
right?
Definitely. Yeah.
Like to be who you are and to embrace your character. There's weird stuff in New Mexico too, right? Did you feel that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, small towns are always a little bit different.
Right.
I think you get a lot of different characters and a lot of different personalities. I actually met, so one of my favorite things about this trip is I was in Gallup, New Mexico, which is a fairly large city for the places that I was at. And I was just kind of walking around downtown and I went into a pawn shop and there was an older gentleman there. And I was looking, and I found in the corner there were a bunch of old cameras, and I always get really excited when I see old cameras. So I'm like looking, and I'm looking at them, and he walks over, and he's like, oh, like, are you interested? And I was like, oh, I'm just looking. And he said, are you a photographer? And I said, yes. And just from that, he like started pulling out all of these cameras from his cabinets, and he was showing me a bunch of his work that he did, and he was just really, really open and excited to talk, and had so much history and story in this tiny town of like all the things that he had done and the places he had been. And it was really fascinating.
He was waiting for you to come in the door. Yes. And be like, I'm dying to share this cool stuff.
Yes.
With somebody who actually
Yes.
gets it.
Exactly. And it was fascinating. And it's just, you know, some random man that lives in some small town that nobody knows about, but has so much to tell and share.
So how did you kind of whittle it down? Because I imagine you probably took a whole lot of images.
Yes.
How do you decide, okay, these are the ones I'm going to share with the rest of us?
So I kind of wanted to do a little bit of just pure desert, so mm-hmm. mountains and dunes and stuff like that. And then I also wanted to include these towns. And with the towns, I wanted to include not only the abandoned parts of them, but also kind of the leftover Route 66 neons and kind of when these towns, like when the sun goes down and the lights turn on, it's a whole other world. And it's beautiful and it's fascinating. And so I wanted to kind of showcase a little bit of everything. And just images that I think really make you feel, I think it definitely depends on your state of mind. I think some of the images can be a little bit morbid and a little bit depressing if you're in that mind state. And they definitely kind of remind you that a lot of like time is fleeting. And I think some of the reasons why I went for these abandoned towns or like these kind of old cars and stuff like that is I think as you're growing up, you kind of set goals for yourself. And a lot of those goals are material, which, again, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But it's important to kind of remember that like at some like someday this car is going to rust and break down and just disappear.
Be somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so I kind of wanted to have that element. And so with the images, I chose ones that I think kind of share that feeling.
Because it does make you wonder, like, what made an entire town just all of a sudden
just disappear? Yes. There was one town in particular. It's Vaughan, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the first towns that I stopped and like really took photos in. And I was just fascinated because there's a whole street with shops and you can look in the windows of the shops and it looks like someone just picked up and ran like 50 years ago.
Just
there's still postcards, there's like rotten cheese.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, and clothes hanging, and it's like a whole, like a world that was just like dropped. And I think from my understanding, that city in particular, there was like an outbreak of some kind of some disease, measles or something like that. And so people just were like, we got to get out of here. And they left everything behind. But it's fascinating because there's people that still live there. There's like a brand new house next to this like abandoned grocery store or whatever it may be.
And no one ever bothered to go in there and be like, let's pick up the cheese.
Yeah, no, they left it there. It's a dramatic effect, you know?
Yeah, right? Like some photographer's going to drive through here and they're going to need some sort of image to take.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So your show is in a unique location.
It is, yeah.
How did you, okay, so we didn't say where. So let's talk about where and how the heck did you even get that going?
So it's going to be in Peppertree Square, and it's where Charlotte's Furniture Store used to be. And I'm very fortunate because my friends are good friends with the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually had a student show there. So they're both painters and they have students, and so they had a show there. And it's this really amazing building where there's tons of different walls because it used to be a furniture store. So they had
it's
it
gotta
set
have
up.
Walls. Yeah.
Yeah, they had it set up where it was like little living rooms or a kitchen.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. I remember you walk through the thing.
Yeah, you walk through and it's kind of supposed to be set up as like a former living room or whatever it may be. And so I was originally looking for a gas station. I really wanted to have the show in a gas station. And so I was searching and I just couldn't find the right spot. And I remembered that space, and I was like, that place is going to be perfect because, in a sense, it's also abandoned. It has a bunch of kind of little nooks and crannies, and the walls are all different.
The bones are still there, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And so I was like, this is perfect. This is going to work.
So did you fill up the whole thing? Because it's a big place.
I didn't. No. So I have, no,
you
it's
just kind
massive.
Of scaled it
it's
down,
massive.
Right?
Yeah, so it's kind of, as you walk in, you'll see everything. It's 2 rooms, roughly, and so I've just kind of blocked it off to that. But it's, like, right at the entrance, so
what a
no
cool,
one will get
like,
lost.
You're giving us an experience within the experience.
Yes, I'm trying to, yeah, definitely. And I also went to a few antique shops and kind of picked up some goodies to kind of get everybody in the mood and fill the setting.
So this is more than just photographs.
Yes,
we're
yeah.
going into the world.
The full experience, yeah. I definitely tried 3D.
Nice, I like it. Immersive art experience.
Yes, definitely.
I know it's been a year from your last last show to this one, mm-hmm. and you're living your life, but if you could think about your evolution, I know it's just 1 year, but do you feel anything as far as your personal evolution and your visions?
I think definitely going into the first one, I was just kind of excited about putting my stuff out there. And I was like, yeah. I have a bunch of these pictures. Let me just put them out there. And this show was different in that, like, I wanted to have purpose and I wanted it to be like an immersive experience. And I think, I don't know, as a person, I'm maturing. And I think as I like get older, I have more of an opinion and I feel strongly about things more. Whereas when I was younger, I was very flexible and it kind of changed day to day. And I think I really like to explore deeper topics too, death.
Yeah, I mean, you went in
older.
There.
Yeah, like it's a beautiful thing. And I think a lot of times we're kind of scared to think about it. And mm-hmm. so I'm kind of exploring that and seeing how it goes. So yeah, definitely. I think just maturing and getting older and exploring all what the world has for me.
So are you the kind of young person that's down with getting older?
I am. I'm very excited to get older. I am so excited. I think the more confident I become and yeah. the more opinionated and not just like ignorantly opinionated, but
right, because that was
that's
past.
A whole yeah, yeah that's a whole that. That's a whole other yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just it's so good. It feels so good to like be alive and know what you want, and I don't know, it's just it's fascinating. And I feel like as you get older you feel more of that confidence and you're
yeah you grow into yourself
yeah yeah, which is amazing.
But I'll tell you what, I mean, even as you get older, I mean, you're never quite there. You're just more comfortable with the fact that you're never quite
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess just knowing that, like, it's constantly
right.
a change, yeah. yeah, and you're constantly evolving. Whereas when you're young, you're trying so hard to fit in and find
right.
your niche and, like, really make sure everybody likes you. Whereas now it's
whatevs.
Yeah,
take it or leave
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Well, I'm really excited for your show. Give us the details because it's going to be up for quite a few days.
Yes.
Today is the 16th, so we can see it tonight if we want to.
Yes. It'll be open tonight from 6 to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. I will be there. It's also open on Sunday, the 17th, and it'll be from 1 to 5 p.m. And then it'll be open all the way up until the 25th. But for those days, if you can't make it to one of the openings, just go ahead and email me and I'll arrange a time for us to go in and look at everything. And I can walk with you and talk about all the pieces. And so my email is herx, and then vision@gmail.com.
So there you have it. Miss Nina Titovits coming to us with her second show. It's called No Man's Land. And it's all about road trips and a full on immersive experience
yes,
for all of
yes.
us. Today, my guest has been Nina Titovits. We are all invited to see your show, No Man's Land. It's currently on display at the Old Charlotte's Building. It's probably
yes.
the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Through the 25th. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.